Well, just in case you're unhappy on Earth, we have a solution for you.
Could be around the corner.
The Rokanj with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Let's listen to Afternoon Talk Show in Chicago. Thank you very much for doing that again for us.
Thank you for your help with that and for listening.
And so Lucianne Walkowitz is with us. We have her on quite a bit here whenever there's a major discovery in the space. And it turns out that that's like every other week now. We're getting something really cool happening in space.
A lot of exciting news.
Today, Lucianne, my phone blew up with these emergency messages, you know, from the news services. You know, you get that, and when all of a sudden it's going, it's buzzing, and I'm like, uh-oh, what happened? And it was because we discovered basically a new solar system, right?
Yeah. Isn't that a nice change from other things blowing up your phone?
Oh, gosh. We were talking about that earlier. Sometimes yes. you sort of like flinch a little bit, like, oh, no, what is it now? But this was exciting.
Oh, no, it's amazing.
Like, wow.
Yeah, this is good.
Awesome.
This is good. I think this is good news, unless we find out that there's people or things on there that want to kill us. I mean, I guess I always have to look at it that way, too, that whole...
It's good to be pessimistic.
Yeah, well, you got the War of the Worlds kind of thing happening. Mm-hmm. But all right, so explain what it is that was discovered here.
So this is a record-breaking new planetary system. This is seven planets that are around a star just about 40 light years away. And each one of these planets is about the size of the Earth. So when we look for planets out there around other stars, we're always looking for planets that could be small and rocky, similar to like the Earth, Venus, Mars, because those are the kinds of places that we would want to look for life elsewhere in the universe.
Because other ones are just like gas balls and things like that, which was my nickname in high school. That those
great band name, maybe. Yeah,
that wouldn't be conducive to life, right?
Yeah, it's possible that some of those bigger gaseous planets would have like habitable moons, but you know, we really have to go on the kinds of places that we find life here in our solar system, which is currently right now the Earth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this particular planetary system is super exciting because it has these seven planets. Three of them are in what we call the habitable zone.
Goldilocks zone, right?
Yeah, exactly. Where they're just in the right distance away from their star, they're not too hot, not too cold, that could possibly have liquid water.
Do they have Earth-like qualities? What was known about, you know, the rockiness and the texture and everything else about these planets, the consistency?
Well, that's the hard part right now, is that at the moment what we can learn is how much light they get from their star. We can learn a lot about their star, and we can learn how big the planets are. And that's what we know.
That's it.
But the exciting thing about this planetary system is that because it's really close and it's around a very small star, a lot fainter and cooler and redder than the sun, it happens to emit most of its light in the infrared portion of the spectrum. So that's a little bit redward of where your eyes as a human being are sensitive to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's exactly where the next flagship space mission, the James Webb Space Telescope, will be able to see. Mm-hmm. So while this star is not visible to our naked eye, it will be available and visible to the James Webb Space Telescope that might be able to tell us what those planets are made of.
Oh, how cool is that?
So that I think that helps us, by the way, because if these, the creatures from Zorgon 9 show up here, it's going to be too bright for them, right? Is it sort of like that? It would be a different space. Like we have too much blue or something?
Well, you know, infrared vision is basically heat vision, so either it'll be too bright for them in the day and they'll hunt us at night.
Oh, gosh.
Just kidding.
Lucia, get out!
All right, you're scaring us.
Now, 40 light years away is something that you could send a probe to, you know, 40 light years, theoretically, right? And there's this idea of bending. There's like new technology that's coming on board that would make that trip much faster than a light year, right?
Well, the problem is that right now what we have in the way of like propulsion systems, it's really hard to get outside of our planetary system. Even with our fastest moving spacecraft, it takes like 10 years just to reach Pluto from Earth. So if we're going to actually explore outside of the solar system, like if human beings are going to go there, then it has to be, you know, a ship we can live on for generations. Mm-hmm. But the good news is that our telescopes that we use just from here within our own solar system can help us detect signs of life on other planets by sampling what that atmosphere of that planet is made of. So we can actually detect whether life is there, even though it's really difficult for us to travel.
Well, life
there
could potentially be there, right? Because we wouldn't actually be able to sense it based on carbon emission or something like that?
Well, actually, yeah.
And I don't mean it like carbon emission like we're talking about now, but by, you know, we'd be able to tell if there was an atmosphere that was like ours.
Yes, and also we might be able to tell whether there are what we call biosignatures. Mm-hmm. So when we look at a planet like Earth, the balance of things like methane and water and carbon dioxide and oxygen is not just set by what the planet has to begin with. It's also influenced by the fact that we have life here on our planet. So the signs of life that we might look for would be the particular balance of different gases in the atmosphere. So it would tell us not just whether the atmosphere was similar to Earth, but also whether it had a balance of chemistry that would tell us that there might be life on the surface.
Oh, boy.
I saw NASA's release on this when they announced it. Everyone was super excited, right? Phones were blowing up. But then they said it's not just a matter of if we'll find another Earth-like planet, it's when. And it's giving so much more of the feeling within the scientific world that, you know, you're on the cusp of something pretty amazing.
Yeah, and it's totally true, too, because, you know, even if planets like Earth, you know, meaning having liquid oceans and all of the detailed stuff that is hard for us to know about these other planets, even if those planets are rare, we now know that there are so many planets out there, and there are many that are the size and, you know, potentially like Earth, that even if those things are rare, they're bound to be out there, which is very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, just statistically, when you think about the billions and billions, right, whatever Carl Sagan said, there's just got to be something somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, why, and without even getting into the religious issues that surround this question, I think you can answer it even using your own, whatever religious view you have is, you know, maybe God made a mistake here. We'll do something else somewhere else. Or maybe we're the better version of something that went really bad somewhere else. I mean, it's so you can look at it a lot of different ways here. But this is just, to me, it's so exciting. Why now? First of all, when my phone blew up today, all I could think about was they didn't just like discover it like accidentally. They must have been looking at this for how long, and then they wanted to make the release today. Why? What kind of decision process is that?
So this particular discovery was a system called TRAPPIST-1. So it's part of this survey that looks for planets around other stars, which is called TRAPPIST, that uses ground-based telescopes that are down in Chile and a variety of other telescopes around the world. But it also used the Spitzer Space Telescope, which is like the Hubble, a telescope that is out in space but sees in the infrared portion of the spectrum of light. So when you see a discovery like this one, we actually knew that there were a couple of planets already in this system. And one of the things that we know now from the discoveries of the past couple of years is that where there's one or two planets, there are often more planets. Hmm. So they did additional observations of this system, mm-hmm, and kind of threw everything in the kitchen sink in the way of tools at it. So
everything that we really have that's able to look at this.
Yeah, space telescopes, ground-based telescopes. And they found that there were these additional signs of other planets. And they even did a couple of other additional studies to figure out whether there were big puffy atmospheres around some of the larger planets, and found that there likely aren't. And so probably all seven of them are small rocky worlds.
What kinds of new technology that we maybe don't know about are helping to discover more things in galaxies far away?
Stand by 1 second. Let me get the traffic in here first, and then we'll answer that question. Because that's interesting, because it does seem like these discoveries
are announcements.
They're, you know, coming along fast and furious now, and that must be related to the technology coming on board. So we'll talk about that with Lucianne Walkowitz from the Adler. She is here. This is like her Christmas and New Year's and St. Patrick's Day all rolled into one here. They found
celebrate with you. That's so cool. You came by.
Seven new planets were just discovered today. It was announced today, the discovery of these seven new planets around a solar system 40 light years away from here. And listen, I'm willing to go for 40 years if I got it, just to see what's going on here. I mean, I don't know what's left here for me, so I'm thinking about going. So we'll talk about it.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
All right, I think this is a moment where humanity should celebrate today. Not because it's Violetta Petermann's birthday, or George Washington's birthday, but because seven new planets in a solar system that may have the markings of the kind of solar system that could support life have been, they've been discovered and announced today by NASA and by a bunch of other related space agencies who've been looking at this. Lucianne Walkowitz is with us. She is from the Adler Planetarium. She joins us. She joins Bill and Wendy. We always appreciate when you're on with us and taking the time. I know you're like, this is like, as I said, this is the busiest day of your, this is your Easter, Christmas, your New Year's Day, mm-hmm. Super Bowl, and St. Patrick's Day all rolled in.
We should mention Mardi Gras too, because isn't there a program going on at the Adler that you want to get a plug in for?
Sure. Yeah, there is this weekend Mars de Gras. So,
oh my God,
see, space is fun, Rob.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
literally,
I've seen the Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
All astronomers love a good pun. So this weekend we're having a celebration of Mars, variously Mars themed and Mardi Gras themed activities. So we'll have a marching band with a parade. You'll be able to make your own Martian mask. We always have on view some amazing vistas from various Mars rovers, but mm-hmm. in celebration of Mars de Gras, we'll be projecting them on the wall.
Ooh,
really big with
fun
3D glasses, so you can feel like you're on the surface of Mars.
Are we going to grow potatoes? Are we going to do that?
In our own, you know what? Mm-mm.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. we're not going to do that.
Nope.
All right. So this discovery today is part of a series of discoveries over the last couple of years that have just blown people's minds, whether it's the stuff on Pluto last year or just the discovery of other planets in other places. And now this idea that we're looking for another planet potentially in our own solar system that nobody has seemed to have been able to find yet, but they think is out there. Is this because there is now a flowering of the technology that we've been able to put up in space over the last two decades, and now all of that's coming to fruition for us?
Certainly. I think a couple of different things are happening. The first thing that created most of the explosion in the number of planets around other stars known was NASA's Kepler mission, which just launched in 2009. And so most of the discoveries of those small worlds that you've been hearing about have come out of Kepler and its follow-on mission, K2. And part of the reason that the technology was important there was that we sent this telescope up to space so that it could make these very, very, very precise measurements of the shadows of these planets passing in front of their star and blocking some of that starlight from getting to us. And that change in brightness is similar to if a car was parked across a football field from you, and your job as the telescope was to see whether a fly went in front of the headlights of that car.
Oh my gosh.
So that's why we need really, really great space telescopes to be able to do it. But in some cases, it's also been that there's been an explosion in the amount of interest in searching for planets. So, for example...
And people are doing it out of their own backyard now, right?
Yeah, and even this discovery today, the TRAPPIST project, is mm-hmm. actually a ground-based project, meaning the telescopes are not in space, they're here on Earth. And so they can do those initial observations that find the planets and then bring in, you know, when there's an exciting system like this one, bring in space telescope observations that complement those initial discoveries. And, you know, one of the interesting things in the past couple of years is that we also have citizen scientists. So the Kepler mission, for example, a lot of the development of these citizen science projects where, you know, people who are just interested can learn online how to help out with scientific research. A lot of those projects are developed at the Adler as part of the Zooniverse project.
And the Zooniverse?
Zooniverse. So it's spelled like zoo, like zoo, and...
Niverse.
Niverse. So you can go to planethunters.org and actually help sift through some of the Kepler data to look for planets
wow.
around other stars. And people have
cool.
actually made discoveries that astronomers and their algorithms have missed. So these are real contributions that people who are just interested, who aren't professional astronomers, have been making to these discoveries.
Nerds unite. I'm telling you, man.
I love it.
This is really what it's about.
Are you guys going to have, you and your fellow astronomer friends, going to go out and have like a big, you know, cocktail tonight or a margarita for International Margarita Day and this? I mean, are you going to celebrate? This is a big deal, right?
It's International Margarita Day?
Yeah, that's something else to celebrate.
I can't believe you missed that.
Yeah.
I mean, with all the big news.
A little busy.
You got to celebrate, though, something like this. It's a big deal, right, in your world. I mean, like,
International Margarita Day.
Both.
Yes. I'm going to be celebrating quietly at home with friends and family. This is the kind of thing, though, that you know, it gives you this hope that, and I think in moments like these over the last couple of years, I think it makes us all kind of look up mm-hmm. as opposed to look laterally, you know, and realize that there's much more going on out there than we think, and that we're part of a much bigger thing sometimes, mm-hmm. and it takes us away from ourselves. And I think that that's especially right now.
Exercise.
Yes, I think a very helpful exercise right now. And do we have a name yet for this system?
It's the TRAPPIST-1 system. So generally, when we name exoplanets or planets around other stars, the star itself has a name, and then its planets are sort of like its little ducklings, so they get a little letter next to them. So it's TRAPPIST-1b, TRAPPIST-1c, TRAPPIST-1d.
Oh, that's not now. How do I get it named after me? Because I remember that thing where you could get like a star named after you. Remember
right,
that whole
that was
deal?
Out there.
Yeah.
And people get to vote for like the Shedd Aquarium animals to name them and stuff too.
We should do something
like that.
Well, I think we have to wait for the planet in our solar system to be found. If they do. Do you believe that there is a planet out there in our solar system we haven't seen yet?
I would say that the circumstantial evidence is pretty compelling. Mm-hmm. What I've heard, so that project is the subject of the Adler show Planet Nine, which we worked with. The people that published that research, Mike Brown and Constantine Batigan, who made this...
Yeah, they both get a plug. Yeah, go ahead.
is Constantine Batigan the word of the day? That seems improbable.
We'll use that several times in a sentence today.
The duck has just dropped, and he's going to take congratulations. You said Batigan.
Well, I think their daughters get to name that planet.
That makes sense.
Oh, that's you. That is like the coolest thing ever.
Right.
Except it's going to be Elsa and Anna, isn't it? That's what's going to happen. All right.
Frozen stars, right?
Maybe.
Love it.
Lucianne, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Lucianne Walkowitz from the Adler.
Lucianne.
Go to the Adler. It's a great treasure.
I'm there all the time.
Come celebrate Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
This weekend.
Oh, God.
A texter says if you show your beads, if you show your planets, do you get some beads at the Mardi Gras thing? Keeping in line with making everything dirty today.
Yeah, because we already decided that about the trees. Well, I'll explain that later.
Yes.
All right, separate. Lucianne, thank you. I'm sorry you'd had to be here for that part of the program.
Sorry, Lucianne.
We've
Thanks
got
so much.
Veronica Carter standing by with the news. Coming your way in 2 minutes.